I'm Jane Massingham, Senior Editor for Ocular Night Trial, and welcome to this ICIS podcast, where I will be discussing the global ACN picture with my colleagues, Chung Lee Lee in our Singapore office and Lucas Hall in our Houston office. So during our last podcast at the end of November, we were already talking about a global supply tightness. Since then, in early December in Europe, INEOS Night Trials declared force majeure at its Dormagen unit in Germany due to supply restrictions from the upstream feed of propylene. And this adds to a force majeure already declared by Petchem in November, and along with some indications of the Russian producers Lukoil also having some fairly volatile run rates due to the snug supply of C3. So the supply situation certainly within Europe is not getting any better at this point. Demand remains good. Many have managed to cover their contractual volumes, but there are some downstream players that have had to reduce offtake. And a key example of this was Versalis in December announcing that they were going to be reducing their output of ABS by 50%. And that was going to be the case throughout January and February, with no improvement until March. And that was a direct result of the latest sort of force majeure in December from INEOS. Added to this, the smaller line at Dormagen in Germany from INEOS is due to have some maintenance for 2 weeks in March. So a lot of people here do not expect there to be any great improvement in the supply situation until really the very end of Q1. Petchem are expected to resume production in the second week of February, but it will take a few weeks. Assuming everything goes okay, it will take a few weeks for supply to be on spec and for some of those contractual commitments to start to be covered again. So obviously, sort of here within Europe, demand has been better than many expected. The acrylic fiber guys are still running quite well for January. There is a bit more of a question mark about what the rates will be for February and March, given the latest sort of round of lockdowns across Europe and how this might impact further down the line with so much retail closed. But of course, we do keep a lot of our eyes are focused on China and the Asia situation, as we're often following the trends over there. And of course, there have been signs of much lower acrylic fiber demand in China of late. But Lily, can you give me the latest sort of update on how you're viewing the situation now in Asia?
Sure. Hi, Jane, and hi, everyone. So Asian ACN market is largely stable at around 1700 per ton after some softening from the peak in December. Previously, prices rose continuously by more than 90% from mid-July to December in 2020 due to tight supply arising from planned and unplanned production outages in Asia and beyond. In January, sentiment in Asia was softer following recent decline in the China domestic market since December. Recently, supply in the domestic China market improves as Shanghai Seikou and Jiangsu Sailboat resumed normal operation. Although there continues to be uncertainty over Shandong Hailie's restart plan and Zhejiang petrochemical turnaround plan. Taiwan's Formosa Plastic is having an ongoing turnaround, but producers in South Korea are running well following production issues and maintenance in the last quarter. So the spread between China domestic prices and Asian spot prices have widened recently, and the export window is opened. Even though some Chinese export offers were hurt recently, spot supply in the region and from deep sea sources remained limited. Moving forward, there is some demand uncertainty over resurging coronavirus cases and fresh lockdowns in China and in wider Asia. And demand is expected to slow ahead of Lunar New Year, but so far we have not seen a reduction in operations for ABS yet. And acrylic fiber has even seen some minor improvement in their operation rates. We are monitoring downstream operation rate adjustment for the upcoming Lunar New Year still. In the event of a demand slowdown, supply in China will likely improve and export volume may increase. Back to you, Jane.
Thank you, Lily. Sounds like we should look for an update again after the Chinese New Year. Sounds like a lot of uncertainties coming between now and then. You mentioned about those prices, and certainly here within Europe, we look at the spot numbers now, and we've gone from record lows in May of $675 as a midpoint, sort of up beyond $1,700 now. So that's a 255% increase. So some real substantial gains to take on board there for those exposed to spot. And Lucas, over in the US, how are things there? Because obviously the supply is a big pressure point also in your region.
Yeah, thanks, Jane. I think similarly to what we've seen in Asia and Europe is a similar trend in the pricing, where we did see, you know, historic lows early last year with COVID, and now pricing really having rebounded sharply. Ending Q4, the situation had already been tight with some unexpected outages at Cornerstone's plant in Louisiana, at the same time that demand had been rebounding from the pandemic. This moving into Q1 with demand staying relatively strong and propylene prices moving up, we're seeing a sharp increase in the pressures that are facing the U.S. acrylonitrile market. Many of the producers are talking of demand in some end segments at pre-COVID levels, at the same time that we're seeing tighter propylene supply. So this combination of factors is really putting upward pressure on the market. At the same time, we have some maintenance that's scheduled in the U.S., both at Cornerstone's plant in March, and also some work to be done at INEOS Green Lake later on as well. This is all happening at a time when Asia supply is expected to loosen as some of those plants come back online in the region, as well as the Lunar New Year coming up. So although we are seeing some of these sharp cost pressures on the U.S. market, at least in terms of spot export, we do expect those prices maybe to soften up a bit or face some downward pressure as supply becomes more available in that key Asia region. In the meantime, however, with INEOS remaining tight in Europe, the U.S. market should remain relatively tight through the rest of Q1. If propylene prices remain at the levels that they're moving, that'll keep upward pressure on the market through the rest of the quarter.
Okay, thank you. So it seems like really a lot of factors for players still to take into consideration on the supply side of things. Let's check back again towards the end of February. Thank you to you, Lily, and to you, Lucas, for taking time to catch up today. Thank you to those of you listening. This is Jane Massingham for ICIS in London. And for more up-to-the-minute news, please visit icis.com.